We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I played longer than all of them.
Yep.
I played longer than all of them.
And you're not half as crazy as Jeremy Stevens.
Oh, no. There ain't nobody crazy.
You talk about issues in his wife. Ooh,
cool. They're matched made in
there. He was married to
still married to
him. Who is it?
Hope Solo.
So they both.
Rob Tribble, good to see you, bro. Looking fly.
This is kind of interesting. We've always kind of been on the periphery of each other, right?
Yes.
When you went back when you were at 790, I was at Channel 46. I was a reporter, producer, and we come out to where were you guys? Was it the Lodge on Friday?
Yeah.
We'd come out and do stuff there. We'd cover games together. I think we were both on the field in Minneapolis that year when the Falcons beat them to go to the Super Bowl. So we've kind of always been on the periphery. I have never been on the air with you.
All these years.
But I'm lobbying. I lobbied Conti to have at least one appearance in the steakhouse.
We would love to have you.
So we're going to make that happen, my friend. I will not disappoint you. Maybe I will. Who knows?
Our careers have been circling
each
other
for a
long
time. It's me you have to worry about disappointing, Rob, not them. It's me you have to worry about disappointing.
What's coming up? I imagine a lot of Braves talk, right?
A lot of Braves talk, yes. Of course, we're going to dabble in NFL. And did we see Stetson Bennett on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
That's
fun.
Randy, am I allowed to say this? Talking out of school, you don't think he'll be the starting quarterback the entire season?
I didn't say that. I said I just have a feeling.
We'll find out.
Well, you said it.
We will find out.
I like the tension already out the gate.
Rob Tribble, Randy McMichael coming up. Hey, thanks to Oren. Great job today. Thanks to Alec Anthopoulos for joining us. Brad Nessler tomorrow playing buy or sell. And thanks for making the steakhouse part of your Thursday. We'll see you, everybody.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son. My baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Yeah.
Where is Andy Bunker? Well, he is taking some much-deserved time off. Alongside Randy McMichael, I'm the coldest Tribble.
He's starting early. What's happening, man? It's so good to be with
you,
my brother.
Dude,
this has been like four years.
Three, 4 years,
yeah,
yes, sir.
You were definitely my first partner here, and it was always fun because our whole objective was not to get fired. That was the first one. Never had a rundown. It would be on a Saturday like at 4.
Yes.
And we would just be here just going over sports.
I think I was the first guy to work with you too.
They
bring in the jocks and they stick you with me, the old crusty veteran.
Yeah, man, but they bring you what you call it bringing out the bullpen and everything. And it's so much has changed since last time we're working together because honestly you got these old man glasses, Rob.
And I do.
I mean,
my girlfriend likes them. That's all
that matters. She says,
"Ooh, Professor Tribble."
As long as your lady like it, that's all that matters, man. But yeah, I got to get used to the glasses and everything. But
just for readers, though, I don't need them to drive yet.
Yeah. You still stealing headphones? I see.
Well, I had those nice pair of Beats that someone here stole. I don't know who possibly did it, but they were stolen. Maybe they painted them because they were lime green too. So it wouldn't be the perfect crime if some on-air personality grabbed those things and went on the air with it. So, all right, Let's just dive right in, shall we?
We ain't got nothing else to do.
We got 3 hours to do. Got nothing else to do for the next 3 hours. 9-7 Braves lose to the Mets last night. I didn't like this tail of the tape though coming into the game. Max Scherzer against Odorizzi? Is that kid's name? Good Lord.
We were trying to boost him up yesterday because you know the Scherzer has been the boogeyman for the Braves this year. We know that and everything. And they got to him yesterday. They had the best game of the year against him. And we were just trying to boost up Odorizzi because you know he didn't do well to start the game, right?
No, he did not.
He was giving out batting practice.
He was
and
throwing out. The point of the game is to get hitters out, not to let them hit
but
one
my
in the gap.
Thing,
or the
it was listening to the game, and I usually don't have the sound on usually, and it was so funny. I think it was Chip was saying, "Yeah, he pitches the contact." I was like, "Oh yeah, he does.
he does.
He damn sure does pitch the contact. They're contacting those pitches."
Yeah, well, pitching the contact's a good thing because if you're one of those pitchers that takes so long between pitches,
hold on, man. You
what?
You took Brian's headphones.
Oh, I took Brian's
headphones. Yeah, you took the damn producer's.
These were in Mike Conti's box. I thought I took the boss's headphones. Sorry, just coming in here wreaking havoc already.
I went to go look over there in my mailbox, and sure enough, Muff's in there. But
these were on Mike Conti's mailbox.
No, it's the one below. Do you forget how to use the mailboxes?
Well, you know that's so 20th century. The mailboxes. I mean, tangible mailboxes.
Anyways, enjoy them for a day. I've got these other ones.
Well, the cord's like this cord's longer. You guys don't remember back before cell phones. You know, the idea of privacy was. You take the phone and you've had the long phone line.
Yes.
You get into the closet, close the closet.
Yes.
Oh, that's privacy.
Yes.
This cord is long. This could go out to the driveway.
Yes. It can reach it from the control room here. That's how long that cord is.
Yes, it is.
That's how long that cord is. But yeah, he was just lobbing up, just back to back home runs. Just like, okay, eventually he'll get his control. And they had the rain delay. And as our main man, Bo, said, he did pitch well after the rain delay. I was like,
oh, come on.
I was like, okay, all right.
The damage had been done.
Yeah, I mean, all right.
That's like, it was a good, I came in, I like those, like Brett Beatty had a home run his first at bat.
That's one of my favorite thing is about those is watching
the family.
Is watching the family.
And Bo's like, ah, screw them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I mean.
Screw him and his family.
I mean, but those are
you
always.
You can do that stuff in New York, Beatty. Take that back to New York.
It's always, but that's always one of my favorite things about baseball. I said the same thing when when he hit the home run, his family was, I just love that part of it. But, yes,
I love that stuff.
It sucked that he was a Met that did it to us.
Sure.
But, yeah, good for the kid. But, I mean.
I got to tell you, though, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I got to tell you, that pitch he hit, you, me, Bo, or Brian could have hit that ball out of the park. That was a. Hanging curveball.
Yeah, I mean, but that was the issue with him all night long, man. He was just putting out over there, and they were just smashing it and everything. And as he went on throughout the game, and the bullpen was okay for the most part. I mean, you're talking about Tyler Mazick came in, did really well. Kirby Yates, Curb gave up a home run.
Yeah.
We're still waiting on Curb. Dylan Lee, I thought he was fine. The thing with Jackson Stevens, I think that was the one where you're like, okay, why is he in the game at this particular point? And obviously we're going to let you listen to some Snick, because Snick was basically has a plan of how he wants to use.
Well, there's no time better than the present,
you
right?
You got it queued up, Bo?
Why wasn't he should if he's on his game rather than sitting there cursing out a family?
Yeah, I mean, but Snick has a point. I mean, obviously we want.
No, we're not going to do that. We got too many games to play. Because it's just, you know what, and when we do that, we're going to have leads that he's not going to be available to pitch. So we just got to have other guys step up and do that. You can't do that. You'll kill these guys. And no, it's that's why you have that many guys. So it's not. We're not going to go chase something when we're down. Like Kenley's going to pitch even or up. That's it.
I got a question because Stick was ejected for some crap. Because if they would have called that a check swing on Riley, fine, okay, whatever. It was still a crap. But to call that a strike?
They got a hairpin trigger now, though.
I mean, it's
ejecting,
just, it's,
arguing
it's,
balls
it's,
and strikes.
It's just raggedy, man. But back to that, it's like, because if Snick's in the clubhouse, can he still manage? Can he still, like?
Oh, he still
okay,
has some impact.
Curious,
he's texting
okay,
Walt Weiss or something.
I was just checking. Because obviously – when you saw the back end of the rotation call, you're like, did Snick make that call? But obviously, I'm sure there are some types of communication.
Now, what inning was he thrown out in?
Third, right?
Third. So the damage had kind of already been done.
Yeah.
That's also kind of a psychological ploy. If Snick gets fired up, maybe it'll wake up the team a little bit. And they, of course, they made a managers do that a lot.
The last time he was ejected, because we were trying to think, I was like, was it when Ronald got hit?
Yeah,
and he
came not out like there. Bobby Cox.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, I think that might have been the last time he got. But, yeah, I mean, obviously you wanted to win that game yesterday, and they put themselves in a great position to win. And Grossman, I mean, I thought they brought him in to hit left-handed pitching because he's right-handed, but he's hit back-to-back home runs from the left side of the plate.
Yeah,
from the left side of the plate. So, I mean, obviously he's been a clutch player for him. But you know, our biggest thing is that we didn't want the Mets to leave with a bigger lead than they came in. So obviously, you winning those two games, the matchup tonight, obviously Max Fried's going to be out there. Good to see him out there. And you're going against another boogeyman, you know, and
Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, so
that's a bad man, my friend. That's
And they're talking about he ain't even 100% back yet.
I know, isn't that scary?
Yeah. So
I mean, just an easy 102, you know.
Yeah, like, but
that's crazy.
That was great because they brought in Diaz in the eighth. So you're like, okay, well, he's gonna have a two out save and didn't bring him out for the ninth. Bo, did they play his music?
Oh no! Now the best thing that could have happened if Contreras can go deep, even that, and it can happen tonight. If Contreras can go deep off of Diaz,
that'd be the greatest thing ever.
Narco while Contreras circles the bases.
Like they did the other night. You hear the Mets broadcasters taking exception.
Poo-pooing our boy, man, for making the All-Star team.
I love yeah.
And then he went
for
deep.
For some reason. Pitch. Yeah, he was made the All-Star team as a DH for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was probably the best DH in the National League in the first half of the league.
But, you know, the Mets are feeling themselves because the Braves dominated them for so many years. I mean, Chipper treated him like a skittish cellmate for a decade.
Skittish cellmate.
Whooped him so bad he named his kid after the stadium.
I know.
Skittish. So,
yeah, just cellmate, my friend.
But I mean, I think Brian might have said this. Like, you know me, I don't do moral victories and all that crap. You lose. But to not get dominated by Scherzer had to be a good thing.
I think there is a moral victory here because it's going to give some confidence to some of these guys that okay,
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I have hit him, and I've hit him hard. We scored some runs off him.
Right.
That carries over because other than that, the door had been slammed. Scherzer had been dominating the Braves, and these guys didn't face Scherzer. The Braves had some success against Scherzer when he was with Washington.
Yes.
But not the currently constituted Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And so now you got, as we said earlier, the boogeyman's coming in. But we got our boogeyman up. Yeah, we got our boogie man up, man.
Now watch this. We're so looking forward. I love pitching matchups like this. Watch this end up being a 10-8 ball game, and both pitchers are gone by the third inning. You know, that's how baseball.
I don't
can
need
work.
That. We don't. My thing with Max Fried, if Max is flapping that glove, we're in trouble. Yeah. If he got that glove flapping, and like, oh hell, Max getting rocked.
Michael got paid.
Yes, sir. Good for him, man.
I wonder how that makes Dansby feel, though. Dansby's – that's going to be a more complicated deal because we're talking about a lot more money.
Yeah, I mean, the Dansby deal is going to be a more complicated, obviously, because he's actually going to be a free agent, and he's going to have other suitors.
So who's locked up? Austin just got paid.
Austin.
You got Ozzie. You got Ronald. You got Olsen. And now you got Michael. Yeah. Michael.
So my thing is who do you go – who do you sign first, Fried or Dansby? Because Fried's going to demand top dollar starting pitcher money, right?
But the thing is, though, the Braves going to have money because they have all these club-friendly deals.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny when you see nowadays, like, what is Michael's deal? What, 8 years, $72 million? As sports fans, now you're thinking anything under $100 million, wow, that's chump change, right?
Yeah.
Anything under $100 million, it's like, wow. But, you know, he's going to make, what, $5 million, $6 million, $8 million, then finally it's going to balloon to like $10, $15
He got more money than he ever thought he would have right now. So. You know what I mean? And obviously, to be as young as he is and 72 games into his big league career, he gets a $72 million contract.
What about this Grissom kid?
He's special. He's special. And as we were talking about him, it's like when Ozzie comes back, what do you do with him? Because obviously, obviously it seems right now as we are watching the Braves that Marcell Ozuna is like on the back iron. They're not even really – putting him in there. So do you keep Grisham up as far as and
do you make him a left fielder?
And that's we were discussing that this week also.
Because your middle infielders are some of your most athletic
they
guys.
Are.
It would not be a stretch for him to go to left field and learn how to track fly balls. And you get him and Michael and Acuña out in the outfield, that's like a 4x400 relay team out there.
Yeah, and I mean young man, he came up clutch yesterday.
Yes,
I mean, how about him with the two RBI hit? Obviously that's gonna be something as we go forward because when you look at how he's come up and play, and I know that I will admit that's the first thing came to my head. You're a natural shortstop, right?
Yep.
Hmm.
Well, shortstops are usually your best athletes. In a lot of cases. Yeah.
You know, just in case. You know, backup plan, but I doubt it.
Well, we got more from Snit. We got Naughty Snit.
You know, it's going to be a tough ride.
We're going to deal with what's trending next. Rob Tribble in for Andy Bunker. It's Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I love Naughty Snit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
You know, it's going to be a tough ride with facing him and to give up runs early is kind of a tough hill to climb, but we did. We got back into it, which is good. The guys kept battling and scraping, and you know, then in the ninth kind of got away from us a little bit, but still, you know, we got brought the tying run to the plate again, so that's good.
Oh, damn it, Snitch, you still lost, though.
Hey, Rob, I heard the most interesting stat. I think it was Frenchie that said that Max Scherzer was 100-0 with a 4-run lead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not surprising, though.
Yeah.
He's not the type of dude.
I was like, wow.
Did you see that video of Scherzer? And he was on the mound. He had the glove over his mouth, you know, getting the sign. And he's just sitting there muttering to yourself, I'm going to kill you, you MF-er, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Just, dude is.
That's how he pitches, though. He pitches like a badass.
Oh, he does.
Which he is.
Pitches with bad intentions, my friend.
Which he is and everything. But unfortunately, I mean, the Braves got out. They peppered him a little bit and we're able to keep the game close. I turned it off and turned it back on after the rain delay. I was like, you know what? Scherzer's on the mound. I just heard Frenchie's his stat. I don't want to watch it no more. Yep. But then, like, my son, Samson, he's into baseball a whole lot. And he's like, Dad, let's finish watching the game. Fine.
That's
turn
good
it back
to
on.
See young kids into baseball.
I said, fine. Turn it back on. And then it's right after the rain delay. And then, obviously, we watched the rest of the game. And Braves, they had chances. You know, I was thinking about, you know, I thought Ronald was safe again. But, I mean, that catcher, whoever he is, like you remember the game before, the ball gets past him, and it hits off the wall and bounces right to him, and he throws out running.
Well, that was also the perfect pitch to try to throw a runner out. It was outside the way, so it was easy for him to – that's easy to pick up that ball and make a throw, and it was just bad timing. I kind of scratched my head at the notion of kind of taking the bat out of Dansby's hands at that particular moment.
Yes.
But I also like the fact – this is what makes the Mets so maddeningly good. They're not flashy.
No.
They're not a video game. What they do, they have good at-bats. They manufacture runs.
Right.
And it's just they're very steady in that sort of way. And that's what makes them so – they're not the typical Mets. They're not what we – a friend of mine who's a Mets fan, oh, the Mets are going to Met this year.
That's Brian's favorite word right there. But I mean, a lot of it has to do with the new manager. We know as much as we don't blank with Buck, you know, we don't blank with him.
Buck Showalter's made all the difference.
He has
that rep. He stabilized the Orioles, who are a hot dumpster fire.
Yes.
But he's never won anything, but he seems to be able to rescue teams from the abyss of just terribleness. I want to interrupt something. I was listening to Nitro talk about Joseph Martinez scoring a goal. I want to give hats off to Atlanta United. I've got a good friend of mine battling stage 4 cancer.
Okay.
Massive Atlanta United season ticket holder. They found out about her diagnosis, and they called her up. What can you do? And it's like, can I just get a jersey? Well, Joseph signed a jersey, wrote her a nice letter, and
love it.
Sent her some stuff. So Atlanta United taking care of their fan base.
Love it.
That made her day. She's a... in for a very tough battle, but she's a tough brawl. We wish her the best.
I love it, man. That's awesome right there. And good for that bad man, 100th MLS goal and everything like that. And unfortunately, they weren't unable to win the game. Still can't figure out. Well, they figured it out when they needed the most, when they were talking about the Red Bulls, because it was on the way to the title.
Yep.
But, yeah, this team is just, nah. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. But look good for the boys, though, man. Carl and Mike, man, got that hammer in the golden spike, man. I saw the video this morning, which was pretty
charming.
Which was pretty cool by
them.
They
get their own damn beer, and now they get to do the golden. What's next? An appearance on The View, or are they going to go on The View?
Yeah, I can see Mike. Can you see Mike Bell on The View? Offending everybody?
That'd be a viral moment for sure.
Yeah, man, Mike Bell on The View, offending everybody. No, I can't see that one.
Good to see Michael Harris getting paid. And what type of impact is this contract having on Mr. Harris?
It's a life-changing moment, obviously. And, I mean, for me to be so young and for the Braves to even consider me to be a part of this organization for that long, it's a blessing, and it's just something I can't really put into words.
I mean, that money's going to take care of him, his family. His family's family. I mean, that's great. I mean, $72 million. If you and I know you hear people squandering hundreds of millions of dollars, you squander it
all the time.
Yes, it's easy to squander it. But
it seems like athletes have gotten better about keep holding on to their money now, because there's so many horror stories.
Dude.
And I guess the rookie symposium's gotten a little bit better as far as NFL goes.
But I'm just happy for Michael, because he has been everything is advertised. Rob, I still remember, you know, before the season and. First part of the season, especially when Ronnie was still down, and I mean, all our listeners, what about Michael Harris? It's like he's in Double A.
Yeah.
What about him? He got one more. He got one more level, and then for him to for Double A, and then to bring him up from Triple A, and for him, so I'm talking about as soon as he touched down in Atlanta, he made an immediate impact.
How many times I've seen a rookie come up and they just set the league on fire, but then
they fall back.
They fall back because the pitchers discover that hole in the swing. He doesn't seem to have one.
No.
Because he's showing power to the opposite field. He just seems like a very polished player to be so young.
He is a very polished player, Rob. And I mean, he's polished, but yet he's so, like, he has that about him. You know, that's the thing about him. When you got that about you, and he has it about him, and he's not afraid to express it, the money, Mike, and all that. We know, you know, but still, he's a superstar in the making. Hell of a, we knew he could field.
Yeah, we didn't know. I didn't know he could hit. I knew the guy could field.
We know he could field. I remember the first game when they played in Colorado and hit one dead center and it dropped out there. Well, he doesn't have major league power yet. Like, you can tell that by one hit.
Yeah,
and then he just after that
yeah,
it was
clearly
just,
does.
After that it was on.
I like this because you remember the old Dodgers 70s, 80s. You had Garvey, Ron Say, Bill Russell, Davey Lopes. They all played together for seemingly 25 years. The Braves are slowly putting together a run like this with that sort of consistency.
Yeah,
Dansby gets his money.
But it's going to be one of those situations. There's going to be an odd man out.
Yeah.
There's going to be an odd man out. I mean.
But I wonder if that's really the case, though.
Does it have to be? That's
does
my
it
thing.
Have to be does the it, case?
I don't think it has to
they
be.
They have all these club-friendly deals.
Yes.
There's got to be some money under the couch cushion somewhere.
Somewhere. I mean, them turnstiles are turning over there at the battery. Is it a situation where they got the money? But, yeah, I just – feel like some is gonna be an odd man out.
What is it? I believe $3 million per game is if your attendance is well in a major league game, that's about $3 million in revenue per game.
Damn.
I think something
is that
like
before
that.
Taxes?
Well, no, not nowadays anyway. Especially with the IRS hiring 90,000 armed people, that's gonna go well. All right, I ran across last night Alex Anthopoulos, and he was talking about, and I was talking about this during the Falcons flyover last week. The most disheartening thing I did last year was, you know, I go to an Atlanta United game on Saturday, And you know what that's like.
Yes.
That's just a damn party and a festival. Then I went to a Falcons game the next day. It was like a wake. And Alex Anthopoulos mentioned an empty Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and I talked about how that kind of motivates him in a way. So let's hear from AA.
The computer.
And I remember seeing Mercedes-Benz half empty midway through a season, and, you know, and the Atlanta Falcons were playing in the Super Bowl 2 years earlier. And it was eye-opening to me that, you know, I felt like you need to be a consistent contender in this town. Now, when you are, it's incredible. The fan base is incredible. And what's been done here and built here with the battery and the ballpark and all those things. But obviously, we're trying to win each year. But, you know, the most important thing is how do we sustain it and have a critical and a sustainable long-term team. Long-term team. And it's important that guys want to stay here. And
I mean, and then I saw a like a little snippet of what Austin Riley's agent had said about why he signed the contract. He basically wants to be here. Wants to be here and everything. I think Dansby Swanson wants to be. No, I know Dansby Swanson wants to be here.
And, well, he was born and raised
here. I know he wants to be
here.
He
loves the Falcons.
But the thing about it is, my thing is, I got to get my money, though. That's the one thing about it. And I know there's a lot made out of the fact that his agent is Freddie's agent and all those different things. I think Dansby wants to be here. I know the Braves want him to be here. It's just all about making them numbers right.
Yeah, can we just not mention the Freddie thing anymore ever?
I'm with you.
That just became a little bit much, so.
I'm with you, homie.
Well, the Braves' goals are intact for tonight. Take 3 out of 4. That's good. You split this series.
You're back where you started.
Yeah, it's like treading water.
Yep.
And maybe it's not your weird year to win the division. It doesn't matter, though. If you're good enough to repeat, if you get into the playoffs as a wild card, you will do what you have to do and get there, pure and simple.
They'll be all right, man.
They'll be all right. They'll be all right. All right, of course, Max Fried, Jacob DeGrom are your pitchers tonight. And, Odorizzi. Now, last night, I want to get to this. I saw that tail of the tape. Okay, well, you got to bring guys up to do spot starts. I wonder if this is the last we'll ever see of him again. Is he going to be put on a boat to Siberia or something like that? Brian Snitker, is there something for a reason of optimism regarding Mr. Odorizzi?
I don't know. I'm not Alex. That's what I'm saying. I'm
well,
not
the
Alex.
Computer's acting up.
Oh, the computer's acting up again. Yeah. Okay, but I tell you this. Obviously, they brought him in, and it's funny because it was all about, you know, they wanted to get Will Smith out there. That he was a part of the trade and had some fun with it last night. Yes, Abe, I know that Will Smith only stunk it up for an inning, and this Odorizzi is for multiple innings. I get all that. I was making a little joke or whatever, but Randy, he only pitches one. I was like, dude, I know this. It was a joke. All right. Rob Tribble. Braves Twitter. I want to get to this real quick, Bo. This Big Ten signing of this big new deal that they have right now, and everybody is up in arms in the SEC country because, Rob, they're going to be on CBS, and they're using the CBS 330 jingle.
Well, that's okay as long as that never goes away.
It's not a big deal to me one way or the other.
It just sounds like college
football. It's
going to be surreal, though.
It's going to be surreal because you're used to seeing the dogs and somebody playing in that slot with that mutt with that, and you're seeing the pan of the stadium because usually when they pan in the stadium, when the song comes on, the band is out there and everything. I mean, Big Ten schools have bands and everything like that. It's just going to be a little different, and I just hope they keep my main man on there. I hope they keep Ness and Gary with the 330 CBS team.
Much the grin of Brian Gephardt.
Yes, and Gary.
Gary Danielson is kind of a snarky, sneering type of dude, though, man.
It's just his time's come and gone. You
Gary's
know?
Cool, man.
He did a real solid job.
Gary's cool,
just
man.
Just go home now.
Gary's
you know?
Cool, man.
Just go to your retirement area.
LeBron, 2 years, $97.1 million. Has he gotten beyond page 2 of that book he was reading yet?
Oh, man, that was the funniest thing right there. That was pretty funny. That was pretty funny.
That was so
with that book right there. But
so
I mean, he's going to be. I mean, obviously they wanted to get this thing locked up and everything, and obviously he's well deserved of that type of money. By the end of the contract, he'll have the highest earnings of anybody in the NBA. And now you hear all the things he did this because of LeBron, Bronny, and playing with him. And I just like, will y'all stop? Will y'all stop? My thing is like this. I don't know how good Bronny is. I see the highlights of him. He looks nice. Got better every single time. The next one is the one, though. Bryce, he's the one.
Oh, but how old is he?
He's 14 and 6'6".
Oh, wow. That.
Yeah, but I just laugh at it. Like what if Bronny's not going to be a lottery pick? I just don't see LeBron letting his son be the 25th prospect and leaving school just so he can play with his dad. I don't see LeBron doing
well,
that.
Well, the Ball kids came out a lot better than I thought. You know, their dad got on our nerves so much.
But they're all 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
All right, going to come back and do some no huddles. The Falcons get ready to head up to Jersey to take on the Jets. Couple of scrimmages between the two teams on Friday and Saturday, then the game on Monday night, of course. We're going to get into no huddle next.
No, we're going to get into the back page. Back page with Bo. You flipped your damn.
That's what happens when you hire Tim straight from the methadone clinic. That's next, whatever the hell. Sports Radio 99 The Game. Rob Triple in for Randy Bunker, alongside Randy McMichael. Listen up, fantasy football fans. We're looking for a player to be our team for Coke Falcons Fantasy Football Draft, brought to you by Coke Zero Sugar. All you have to do is listen each day for a code word, and then be the ninth caller on August 19th. That is tomorrow,
yes.
I believe. We will tell you to call and win a seat on my team. The code words for the last couple of weeks have been, on Monday, 8-8, it was game, followed by Coke Zero Sugar. On Wednesday, the 10th, it was fumble. Thursday, 11th, fantasy. On Friday, the 12th, it was football. Then on Monday, it was Dirty Birds, followed by Best Coke Ever. As in, the best Coke ever Randy McMichael had was at Floyd's Miami.
And I laughed at it. I laughed when Andy read that one.
ATL and touchdown is today's code word. Today's code word is, in fact, touchdown.
So make sure ninth caller tomorrow will get a chance to play in the Fantasy Football League on Andy's fantasy football team, which should be a lot of fun. I got to make my mind up sooner than rather than later about this whole fantasy thing, Rob, because I've
never done all the attention span for it.
Yeah, I think that's my thing, man. I'm trying to, to get out there because my boys, Bo and Brian over there, they have their shows tomorrow. It's on Saturday, right, guys?
Sunday. 2 to 5.
Same dude, two dudes, same fantasy. So make sure you guys tune in. They're the best in the business. And so,
Your reaction, Rob, is exactly what we want. We want people to giggle when they hear the name of two dudes, same fantasy.
Not to be confused with two girls, one cup, I guess is what you're saying.
Nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with either one of those.
It's time for some whimsy with Bo, the back page with Bo Johnson.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, nerds rejoice as it is a huge day. And no, I'm not talking about the release of She-Hulk, starring Tatiana Maslany as She-Hulk. Anybody going to watch? Or no MCU fans on this entire show.
What the hell is MCU?
The Marvel Cinematic Universe. Bro.
Is Hollywood out of ideas? That's all we have is Marvel. I know they make money. Marvel. Where is the art in cinema?
Oh, man.
Where is it?
This is actually.
You know damn well I'm not going to watch that.
I know, I guess.
Yeah.
But, look, She-Hulk, I don't know. There is a comic book.
Yeah, he'll watch it for us.
Called She-Hulk. And I will watch it. That's not why I'm so excited, though. But, yeah, this is about a female Hulk who is a lawyer. It looks like it's supposed to be a comedy, although I'm not 100%. I don't know about this one.
It's probably going to be an unintentional comedy.
That's not why I'm excited, as tonight at midnight, Madden 23 drops. Am I the only one excited about that?
Yeah, you definitely are the only one excited about that.
Poor Bo was all crestfallen. He was all excited coming to the segment. Now we're just destroying him.
Madden 23. Oh.
I may not sleep all weekend, man.
I mean, of course, my son, he's already.
Gurus such as Nas, Kendrick, Wiz on the Madden soundtrack. Now, I bring up Hit-Boy for one reason. Hit-Boy was also the producer of The Game's last album that just dropped last week.
Which is not very good.
Not very good at all. The Game, on his latest album, has a 10-minute-long diss track on Eminem called The Black Slim Shady.
Yes. It's not very good, though.
No,
yeah,
wasn't
he talking smack to Eminem just a few days ago? I saw that.
To my knowledge, they were cool. Now, we all know about what happened to the last guy to diss Eminem. He's now, he had to change music genres. He wears dresses and sings pop rock.
That's all you need to
know.
There you go.
I thought the last person Eminem killed was Papa Doc,
So, the reason why I bring this up is in a great girl dad moment. Are we all girl dads here?
No doubt.
In a great girl dad moment, Haley Jade, who is Eminem's daughter, took to the Twitter.
She's felt it. She's really.
My dad is so legendary that people have to diss him in their songs just to attract an audience because they know they would flunk without the attention.
She's right.
She's right.
She's 100% right.
She's right. She is 100% right. And because, Shade is one of the best. I mean, this dude, I mean, he.
Sold more records than any rapper ever.
This guy gets busy with it and everything. And like I said, I listened to a little bit of the games, and it was not good. It was not really good. But, yeah, him coming at M for no reason, yeah, he's
just
trying
to – But most of hip-hop is garbage now. I mean, I grew up in the 90s and 80s stuff. It's the same five guys producing
everything.
I don't
listen to that hooky-booky and stuff. You know, but you hear sometimes if the kids get the pool, then they'll play the hooky-booky. And so I go out there like, man, turn that off. Nobody don't want to hear that.
Well, you hear the cadence of the rappers.
But they love it.
Not a mumble rap fan, Rob.
Garbage.
They love it. So that's all that matters. But, yeah. Madden comes out, and is it John on this
John
cover
Madden
this year?
Is okay. on the cover on the cover this of year. Okay. Every version of this year's okay. Madden. You know, as John passed away last
in
year
in the casket. Is that the photo?
Come on,
come on, Rob. We're none of us are getting out of this alive.
Have some respect.
So Marquise Hollywood Brown had to talk to the press yesterday, and of course they asked him about his 126 mile an hour in a 65 mile zone speeding ticket arrest, and I guess as an athlete, Randy, you can probably speak on this. You can't always say what's exactly on your mind. He was actually asked, why were you going so fast?
Is there any context you can give why you were going such a high rate of speed at that time?
No, I can't really get into it.
Were you late to practice?
No, I wasn't.
Now, look here, man. Why can't he just say, driving fast is fun? I know that there's kids looking up to him and whatnot, but did you ever have to, mask how you really felt when you talked to the media?
Of course you do. Yeah, because you don't want to give them too much. And obviously, he probably had a talk with the with Cliff and the media relations and everything. It's just basically you don't got to tell him anything. Obviously, the news will leak out and all that thing. But I mean, I wouldn't say anything either. He was just driving too fast, which he should not have been. I've had a teammate once. He played in San Francisco, Rob, and he was in a damn lime green Ferrari going over the Golden Gate Bridge, and said that the police just. Just get out the car. I don't even want to see your license and registration.
No, you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
You got to follow somebody all the way to the other side of Golden Gate Bridge.
He was doing I think he said he was up 150, just flying. He wasn't drunk or anything. He was just driving fast.
Police driving fast is fun.
Police pulled over.
Who was that Patriots player that was so afraid of being late to a meeting? Yeah. He wrecked his car on purpose so he'd have an excuse.
God, dog. He works in San Diego now. I know you're talking about.
He
works
story.
In San Diego right now.
So speaking of driving, I enjoy driving fast. I don't go 126 to a 65 too often. But so I'm coming down Peachtree Street this morning, and I encountered a group of the most hated people in the world to me. I have a couple of pet peeves when I'm driving. One of which is the people that don't know what lane they're supposed to be in.
Okay.
All right. This is why there is traffic. It's because of you people. If you're going 50 all the way in the left lane. Know you're late. So, also, the other people that I just can't stand when I'm driving are block the intersection people.
Dude.
Oh, yes.
They are
a
the
whole
worst. They are
green
the worst.
Light.
Yes.
Goes yellow and red with 14 cars in the middle of the intersection trying to catch the red light. Man, stop at the line.
I'm with you.
And be patient and wait on the red light to change back, man. Don't be that person that stops in the middle of the freaking intersection.
Don't be that person in the damn parking deck, okay? Don't be that person in the parking deck, and you know who you are in the red section this morning, that will sit there and back up so another car can come out of parking space and then try to – now, I have a Suburban. I can whip that thing into them little spot. Have the big truck, and your ass came back into her parking space. Rob, it took her 3 minutes to but could nobody get around it because the truck was so big, to back her – try to back into this damn parking spot only to find out that she can't put the car in and leave.
It's a very self-absorbed world.
I just hate the cyclist.
Can we get the cyclist off the road?
Give them their own lane. Give the cyclist their own lane.
The cyclist.
And what's bad about the cyclist, though? Look, if you're going to drive in the lanes with the cars, you got to stop at the red lights, too.
I agree.
No, they don't. No,
they fly right through those things, man, and nobody ever says a word to them. I agree with that one, too. Give them their own lane, though. Cyclists deserve a lane. Whatever.
A lane to hell.
A lane to hell.
Now I can tease No Huddle, correct?
It is that time.
Where are we at? Okay. Hey, Kenny Mayne has joined the Odyssey family with this new podcast, Hey Mayne. Each week, Kenny will talk to someone who knows little and is fascinated by a lot. After these musicians, new episodes featuring Bill Walton. Again, download the Hey Mayne on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your
fire up, Rob.
Let's do the No Huddle next. Can we hear from very senile, decrepit Jerry Jones? We're going to hear from him next. Among other things. Andy and Randy, Rob Triple filling in. Sports Radio 99 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.